Good morning and welcome to the Monday, October 29th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll visit with Judge Robert Weber, candidate for the 6th Judicial Circuit Court, plus Tim Stone drops by from DMH to tell you about a new feature on NowDecatur.com. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. Hope everyone had a great weekend. It was a busy one with high school football playoffs. We had Boo at the Zoo. Videos are up on NowDecatur.com, the final of our Charlie 10. And that great video that Matt Hall put together about the kind of storied traditions there of Argentina Orellana and Royal Forsyth and St. Teresa, all of those teams unbeaten this year. They are heading into round two of the playoffs. This St. Teresa-Merle Forsyth matchup, it could be a matchup. If they do face each other in the postseason, it will be in the semifinals to see who goes to the state championship game, which will be very, very interesting. We'll be following all of it at NowDecatur.com. Every few years or every few election cycles, you get judges involved. And I know, because I've yet to meet one who has enjoyed the process. Is there something weird about this, Judge Weber? And welcome to the program. We're going to find out a little about you and your family and how you got into all this. But is it weird to ask members of the bench to sort of say, hey, we don't really want partisan judges, but yet to get there, you have to pull an R or a D and become a politician for a short while until you get on the bench? The whole system seems strange to me.
It really feels strange to me as well, because as you pointed out, our whole job is supposed to be very nonpartisan. You know, when somebody comes in front of me, I don't ask if they're a Republican or a Democrat. So for a period of about 2 years, we have to invest ourselves in the political process. And if we win, never, ever be a politician again. It's very strange.
It is odd. I mean, even the Supreme Court, you know, which certainly had its share of controversy this year, but it goes back, you know, it's become so politicized. I mean, you're asking people to give an opinion on something that they're not in front of. I mean, it should be the last thing you should be asking someone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So tell me how this works. First, about you and your family. Where are you from?
I grew up in Hersher, Illinois, up by Kankakee, a small farming community. One of four boys. My mom worked at the high school as a secretary. My dad worked in factories. Went to Illinois State, DePaul University College of Law. Married my wife in college. We have two children, a daughter, 29, who actually lives in Switzerland with her Swiss husband, and a son.
Okay, now that's a different one. Switzerland.
Yes.
Yeah, which might not be a bad place to be during an election
year. It's great to visit there, I'll tell you that.
All right, so when did you first become a judge?
I was appointed in 2014 to be the traveling associate, so I went to Monticello, Clinton, and Tuscola every week and heard every kind of case that could possibly be filed.
Okay. And then why now are you running for literally the 6th Judicial Circuit Court?
Well, in 2018, Judge Blackman retired, and with a lot of encouragement from both the private bar and other judges, I applied for and was selected by Justice Garmon to fill that vacancy. The appointment expires after the next general election, so that's why I'm running.
Okay, and so you have an opponent, correct?
I do.
And who is that opponent?
Her name is Ramona Sullivan.
Okay, so is she also a Republican or listed as a Republican?
No, she's the Democratic nominee.
Okay, so how big of an area are we talking about here? I mean, how many ballots will your name be on?
Well, it's six counties, okay. So Champaign and Macon are the two biggest, and then Douglas, DeWitt, Hyatt and Moultrie counties are the other four counties in our circuit.
Okay. I'll be quite honest with you. I think I'm like most people. We have no idea how this works. I don't ever want to be in front of a judge, right? I mean, not that I have anything personal. It's just, you know, we don't understand this process. What is it that the Sixth Judicial Circuit Court does?
Well, we're the trial court level. So if there's a criminal trial, if you have a divorce case, if you want to adopt somebody, if you're family has a family member die and you want to probate their estate, those things all start in the trial court.
Okay. So what's the difference then between like your local judges here and like Macon County?
Well, half of the Macon County circuit judges are also at-large judges who ran in all six counties.
Okay.
And then we also have associate judges, and the difference is the circuits are elected, the associates are appointed by the circuit judges. The associates tend to have the higher volume calls, traffic, and small claims, and the circuits tend to have the felony calls or the bigger lawsuit, you know, the personal injury and those kinds of things.
Gotcha. And then how many are these, how many are, seats are open in the Sixth Judicial Court with this election?
There are two seats right now. They're both based out of Urbana, but they're both at large. So they we run in the entire six counties.
All right. So we had Randy Rosenbaum on a week or two ago. He would be in the other seat.
Correct. Yeah. He was appointed about 2 weeks after I was when Judge Clem retired.
Gotcha. Okay. So tell me what the Illinois Bar Association poll results. If I look at this, you seem to be the guy for the job, at least meeting the requirements of office, 97.71%. You get a 99.27% on integrity and impartiality. How is this decided?
So the ISBA sends a poll, a series of questions to every member lawyer that lives in or is registered office is in our district or our circuit. The ones that respond are asked, do you know enough about this person to have an opinion? And if you answer yes, then they say, do they meet the requirements of our office? Do they have adequate legal ability, temperament, sensitivity to diversity of bias? There are six or seven questions on the thing.
And so these are lawyers that have been in front of you?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Which is why I'm pretty proud of that number. I mean, I've been doing this for 4 years, and literally every time I make a decision, I have the potential of making one or even two enemies of a lawyer. So after 4 years of doing that with a 97.17 approval, I'm very pleased with that number.
They're 100% sure about your health. How do they know?
Right.
that seems, but your temperament, 99.28, those are pretty high numbers. So you seem, I mean, this tells me you're kind of an even-keeled guy, and you are to both defenders and prosecutors.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what we're missing? I mean, to me, you know, think what you want about the whole Kavanaugh, you know, but all of that got so heated and so, you know, I mean, I would think that we would want different than that from judges. That process is kind of unique. But I mean, but you want somebody up there that's not coming at anything with a partisan view, that's listening to cases individually one at a time and is a reasonable person.
Absolutely. And I think that's the number one thing I bring is that I've been on both sides of the law. I've been in a public defender and a prosecutor. I've been in private practice. I've represented men and women in divorces. My goal is to have both parties leave my courtroom feeling like I listened to them and I took their position seriously and gave them a fair shot. Some of my happiest moments are when the person I rule against thanks me.
Does that happen a lot?
I wouldn't say a lot, but more than you would think.
All right. What's the most important thing a judge needs to have? I mean, you know, if you've got your arsenal of talents, what's the most important thing?
I think patience and common sense.
Okay. And we have so very little of that in this country today, right?
Absolutely.
All right, how have you found this process? I mean, because as you correctly noted, I mean, I don't think of judges as politicians, because once you're elected, then you only have to be affirmed, you know, and I don't know of anybody, you know, outside of some major controversy. So once you're there, basically.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So how have you found this sort of like running alongside? I mean, you've got this huge race for governor, you've got congressional race going on, you know, in this area, you got your state reps, you got everything happening on a national stage. As you talk to people, how do they react to you as a politician?
A lot of people are very surprised to see judges out knocking on doors or going to pancake breakfasts and shaking their hands and asking for votes. They seem to think that this is a weird thing for judges to be doing, and I certainly agree with that. Many, many, many people are surprised that they even get to vote for a judge and don't understand. Just like you mentioned, very few people even realize that we elect our judges in this state.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not often, but they do come around, and when there's vacancies or whatever, and this year seems to be like we have a lot of that.
Right.
Is it unusual to have a couple of vacancies?
It's very unusual.
Yeah.
And in Champaign County, we're probably going to have three more in the next 5 to 10 years, because the other three of the other six circuit judges are at retirement age, and they're just doing it because they still like what they're doing.
Okay. Do you find, is the, being a judge, what is that like? I mean, do people treat you like a principal? You know, like I still see like principals from 30 years ago and they still seem like a principal to me. Does the robe and the whole intimidating thing, I mean, are you treated as a judge in all of your life?
Not at home.
Okay.
Pretty much everywhere else.
Except for the wife and kids, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very strange to walk into a room and have everybody jump up because you walked in the room. A lawyer in Monticello told me about 6 months after I became the associate, this case that I was hearing had been going on since way before I lost my first name. And I thought that was a unique way of saying that Nobody calls me Roger anymore. People that I've known for 30 years call me Judge in the restaurants, at the grocery store.
That could probably be a heady thing. I mean, how do you keep your temperament and your calm and your patience and all the things, the virtues that you mentioned before? I would think putting on that robe and being treated that way would be something that would be something you could get used to quickly.
You really could, but it's uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
And what I do is I go home and walk my dog, who is not at all impressed with my stature. I still have to pick up after her.
I got it.
So, you know, things like that help me keep grounded.
All right. Well, how can people find out more about your campaign, if they want to get involved, help volunteer, get out the vote, whatever it is that you're doing?
You can look on my Facebook page. It's Friends of Judge Weber, or you can go to my website, which is Citizens to Elect Judge Roger Weber.
All right. So what's the plan these last 6 days, 7 days?
Knock on as many doors as possible and shake as many hands as we can.
When you knock on the door, what kind of reaction are you getting? I mean, I know it's all probably different, but I mean, when they think you're a politician, they find out you're a judge. I mean, are people happy to hear from you, happy to see you?
For the most part, I think they seem a little surprised. Yesterday, I had a couple of people. I think one was a woman who has been on a jury in my courtroom, and I say, you know, I'm Roger Weber. I'm a circuit judge, and I'm running for circuit judger. And she smiled and said, Judge Weber, yes, I know you. And I said, well, I hope that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, so there are some warm moments that make it all worthwhile. But by and large, people wonder, why is a judge at my house? And well, when I'm walking around with our sheriff's candidate, who's our chief deputy, they really look,
oh, I'm sure.
What have I done?
Yeah, exactly. Nope, relax. I'm just here being a politician for a very temporary time. Judge Robert Weber for the 6th Judicial Circuit Court. We really appreciate you coming in today. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. My pleasure.
All right. Taking a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today and highs near 64 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around at 48. For your Tuesday, a 30% chance we'll see some showers, thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Partly sunny and highs near 70. Wednesday, 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Or before 1 p.m. rather, cloudy skies, highs near 57. It is 37 degrees in downtown Decatur.
The Symphony Orchestra Guild of Decatur presents the 2018 holiday event titled Sleigh Bells Ring, Come and Listen. Enjoy an elegant dinner, fine wines, live auction, music, and dancing. The Symphony Holiday Gala will be hosted at the Country Club of Decatur on Friday, November 30th, starting at 6 p.m. Proceeds support the Milliken Decatur Symphony Orchestra and music education programs. For reservations, call 423-3189 or stop by the Decatur Area Arts Council. Sponsors include WAND-TV, Herald and Review, and Newhoff Media.
Join Babbage Medical Spa on Thursday, November 29th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. for their biggest event of the year, the Holiday Open House. Register for their grand prize giveaway valued at $4,000. There will be several other prizes as well, totaling over $3,000. Hors d'oeuvres and refreshments will also be served. Again, that's Thursday, November 29th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at Babbage Medical Spa, 2880 North Monroe. For more information on products and services, visit them at Babbage.
Ed Yoder asks for your vote as Macon County Treasurer. Ed Yoder is a Marine Corps veteran, local business owner, and has 35 years of local political experience. He is a self-funded candidate, so he only works for you. Since first elected as Treasurer, Yoder has modernized the Treasurer's office, operated under budget, cut delinquent property taxes in half, and dramatically raised interest income on investments. That saves you money. Ed Yoder works efficiently and dependable for you. Please vote for Ed Yoder for Macon County Treasurer. Visit edyodertreasurer.com.
Paid for by Ed Yoder.
Did you know the greatest opportunity for economic growth comes from existing businesses? Hi, I'm Tim Stone, and Decatur Memorial Hospital is an investor in the Economic Development Corporation. The EDC can help your company grow through small business development services, customized market research, and data analysis. Your business expansion could be eligible for tailored incentives. Learn more at DecaturEDC.com or call 217-422-9520. We are the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County, and we are